Kathy Sanders, Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y, Sanders, S-A-N-D-E-R-S. Date of birth is 3-5-1960. This is for date of service, 11-22-2022. Ms. Sanders is a 62-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her type 1 diabetes management. She was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes in 1973. She also has a history of hypertension, hypothyroidism, depression, PSVT, attention deficit, and colitis. She also has a history of frequent UTIs. For her diabetes, she's currently on the Medtronic insulin pump using Novolin R insulin. Her basal rates are set to 1.2 units an hour, 8:30 a.m., 1.0 units an hour, and 6 p.m., 1.2 units an hour. Her latest hemoglobin A1C is 7.8%. For breakfast, she usually eats coffee, and lunch is usually crackers. Dinner is usually meat and vegetables. Her biggest meal is dinner, and that's really her only meal during the day. The patient states that she needs a new DME company for her diabetic supplies. Her labs were also reviewed for her hypothyroidism. Her TSH is elevated at 53.01. She states that she takes her thyroid medication with her vitamin supplements, including iron and calcium. Plan number one for her type 1 diabetes, her current hemoglobin A1C is 7.8%. At this point, the recommendation is to change her insulin pump insulin to Novolog insulin. The patient uses a Medtronic insulin pump. Correction, not Novolog. I'm going to use Lyumjev, L-Y-U-M-J-E-V. Therefore, we will make the recommendation to switch her insulin to Lyumjev in the insulin pump, L-Y-U-M-J-E-V, and recommend the following basal rates. Midnight, 1.2 units an hour, 8:30 a.m., 1.0 units an hour, 6 p.m., 1.2 units an hour. She uses about a daily maximum insulin dosing of about 75 units of insulin per day. She takes 5 units with boluses with each meal. We will continue this and check a current hemoglobin A1C and fasting comprehensive metabolic panel after making these adjustments. Next number, for her hypothyroidism, the patient's TSH is elevated at 53.01, free T4 is 0.9, and free T3 is 2.3. The patient has been taking her thyroid medication with her calcium and her iron supplementation. These medications and supplements block the absorption of her thyroid medication, and therefore she is unable to properly absorb the levothyroxine 200 micrograms daily. I have asked her to switch her thyroid medication to bedtime and take her calcium and iron in the morning. Therefore, we will continue the levothyroxine 200 micrograms daily, apart from any calcium or iron, to maximize absorption, and then recheck thyroid function studies in 6 to 8 weeks and then make an adjustment. Next number, for her hypertension, continue current therapy. Next number, for her chronic kidney disease, stage 4, she is followed by nephrology. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.